The Michael Jackson case and other things involved in, you know, the world of justice, I guess. Mr. Sewell, a very controversial guest. As a matter of fact, I was told not to have the guy on the air anymore because Mr. Sewell himself spent time in a forensic hospital, a psychiatric hospital for crimes against children and women. And frankly, I find the man, you know, he's out in society now. He's not. In fact, I got an email that said, was he based, you know, is Herb Sewell like Hannibal Lecter? It's, no, Herb's not Hannibal Lecter. He's sort of repentant in a way, but he can't help himself. He sort of still has these relationships. In fact, here he is now. Herb, did you hear all that I was saying?
Well, I did hear a little bit of it, Phil, and I heard you say I can't help my relationships.
Well, you're still friends with Walter Belhaven, the notorious child murderer.
Walter and I do speak by phone a couple times a week, yes. Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, Walter, through his attorney, Jim Webcock, is involved in a very interesting case right now. And this pertains...
You mean Walter, who is... Let's tell people. He's incarcerated at Atascadero Forensic Psychiatric Hospital for the criminally insane. He is suspected in a number of murders. He has been involved in all kinds of violent assault and crimes against children and women.
And men.
And men. So let's let people know who we're talking about. You say he's involved in an interesting criminal case or
No, it's an interesting court case, and no, I don't mean not to put it, I don't mean not to put him in the proper context. Yes, Walter is a monster. There's no doubt, and Walter would be the first one to tell you that he's a monster, and I would be the first one to tell you that I'm a monster. I hope I've learned my lesson. You know, I hope I've learned. I don't mean to scare anyone. No, I'm making a joke. I have learned my lesson. Although you don't know, on some of those days when you get out of bed and maybe you had a very difficult day at work the day before, and you think to yourself, well, this morning would be a good morning to go out and catch myself an 11-year-old. But you put those back in the box, and that's the key. Put it back in the put those thoughts back in the box.
All right. Well, what you say is that he's got a court.
Well, he has a very interesting case right now that Jim Webcock was telling me about. And then I got on the phone with Walter, and I said, Walter, what is this about? He said, well, I'll tell you. Walter has in his possession four human skulls, and he wants to retain possession of these human skulls. And the court wants to take these from him. Now, these are part of his possessions that are at his home in Pleasanton, California, with his wife, Bunny.
And hold on for a minute.
Yeah. What, are you talking about Bunny?
Yes.
I know a lot of people find that funny. They find the name Bunny funny. But no, that
is that really his wife's name? He's married?
Oh, yes.
How long has he been married?
Oh, my God, he met Bunny.
Bunny Belhaven, huh?
That's correct, yes. Her real name is Roberta. Roberta Ellen Belhaven, and she was at one time very, very well connected in the San Francisco area in the legal profession. She was started out as a clerk, as a matter of fact, for Melvin Belli, and moved her way up and eventually did become an attorney. She never represented Walter, but she met him by virtue of the fact that he'd been in and out of court so much, you know. when you're Walter, you don't know whether he's a criminal or whether he's one of the accused. You know, so in any event...
All right, so Bunny Belhaven up there, and they're married, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, what does she think about all of these horrific crimes he's committed?
Oh, she doesn't approve of it at all. She doesn't approve of it at all.
Well, is she afraid of him?
Oh, my God, no. Other way around. Other way around. No,
he's afraid of her.
Oh, yes, yes. You might say that Bunny has the keys to the castle. You know, now, Walter, when it comes to Bunny, he cowers like a child.
Here's a guy that's committed every kind of vicious, horrific murder and crime, has been evaluated as criminally insane. We're in a state where we do have the death penalty. And you think he's sane?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, absolutely sane, yes.
And he conned the courts?
Oh, yes. That's what Walter does. That's what Walter does. And in a lot of ways, that's what makes him, you know, I guess that's what endears him to those of us, and the very few of us, believe me, that's what endears him to the few of us who do, find him to be a fascinating individual.
All right, let me get this. So he's got three...
He has four human skulls.
Four human skulls at his home in Pleasanton, where Bunny Bellhaven lives.
Yes, exactly. And so now, the district attorney in Alameda County wanted those skulls as what they thought was evidence of foul play, of murders.
Well, obviously they are, right?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. See, Walter, the victims that Walter is alleged to have murdered, in the court records have all been identified.
But you said that you told me that the doctor treating Walter figures he's been killing since he was 10?
Yes, absolutely.
10?
Yes.
And got away with it?
Absolutely, yes.
So this guy is some kind of a mad genius murderer.
I wouldn't say he's a genius. Phil, here's the thing that you don't understand. It isn't so much that people like Walter are geniuses, that society's so dumb. You know, it's the society and the police force, the law enforcement we have is so stupid, it's beyond belief.
Now, all right, so let me get it. He's got four human skulls. The DA wants them as evidence of a crime.
Right, so the DA got a hold of them and did DNA and was not able to identify any of them. Bunny, through Walter's insistence, went back to court, petitioned to have these returned, and they were temporarily given back to Bunny Bellhaven in the possession of Walter's wife, Bunny, until such time as the Court of Appeals is going to rule on this, because the DA of Alameda County took it all the way to the Court of Appeals.
The guy's got four human skulls. They can't identify him?
Could not identify them, though. Don't know who they belong to. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you know, understand the DA evidence. No, excuse me, DNA evidence, rather, is very, very recent.
Could these be the skulls of people that he killed, will you say, when he was 10?
I have no idea. I have no idea. And Walter isn't saying. You know? I mean, that's just the guy that he is. But
why do you laugh at that? I'm serious. Why do you laugh at that?
Why do I laugh at that? Well, I guess I laugh at it because... On some level, I understand. I know it's a tragedy.
You realize that these are four skull... Of course, I guess we don't know how these people died, right?
Exactly. Exactly. They could have died of natural causes. They might not have died at the hand of Walter.
Well, why won't he say?
It's the game that Walter plays. It's the game that he plays, and in a way, it's sort of endearing. Now,
but it's not endearing if these are victims of his own violence, right?
No, it's not. You're absolutely right. No, it's not. But this is the game that he plays, and this is why the state of California can't figure him out for love of money, and this is why they figure, well, he must be nuts, you know. And so they've got him there in the hospital. But
so Bunny Bellhaven, his wife, has got the skulls up there in Pleasanton? Is that where they live?
They have a home in Pleasanton. They've got a home in Pleasanton, they got a home in Lake Tahoe.
What, is he loaded or something?
He has money. Bunny's got money. Yes. Bunny Bellhaven has got money, yes.
And Walter does, too?
Yes.
From what?
Real estate speculation, primarily.
How could the state of California figure this guy is criminally insane when he's got property, he's got communication with his wife?
Again, it's not so much the brilliance of a Walter Bellhaven, you know. It's the incompetence of the system that we have. And the reason why the system is incompetent is to the people themselves, the people, not the administrators, but the voters and the individuals we call citizens, do not pay enough attention. And it's a very frightening area for most people. They don't want to deal with the criminally insane. You know, it takes a certain kind of individual to even want to do business with to want to be an orderly or a guard in a place like that. These are not the smartest people in the world. You know, so you know, what you're left with are people who may have a great deal of courage, but when it comes to brains, you know, Walter is dancing circles around them. So
as we speak, the skulls are back in but it's still being appealed.
It's being appealed by the district attorney of Alameda County, yes.
Four human skulls?
Yes.
Why is he fighting over the possession of these?
Well, why would anybody fight over their personal possessions? These are things that they belong to Walter. These are Walter's skulls. And as Bunny said in the petition to the court and through their attorney, Jim Webcock, she said those are Walter's skulls, and Walter wants to have his skulls. And so Walter will get to have his skulls.
Well, what the hell's he do? Is he going to play with them?
I suppose. Maybe Bunny will bring him to the hospital for visitation. You know. Maybe, you know. Walter, I have your skulls here. You know. It's really crazy, Phil, but it's the world, unfortunately, we live in, you know.
All right, Herb, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I was going to talk about Michael Jackson.
No, we run out of time, man.
All right. Well, there's a videotape from ABC.
No, I heard of it. I'll talk to you later this week about it, okay?
All right, Phil.
Herb Sewell. And the story, the ongoing saga of Walter Belhaven. You know, we never did get to Michael Jackson, but Walter has four human skulls, and he wants to keep those. And he's fighting the DA of Alameda County, and he's going to have it. Maybe she'll bring him for visitation. 1-800-449-8686. I got a little issue tonight with my intestinal ability to, I don't know what it is, some fish that I ate earlier, so I'm leaving. And Bud, you and Mr. Wireman, who I know is on the line, Harvey, you there? Harvey, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
All right, you and Bud are going to read the email.
Yeah, I got a couple of the emails here.
You got yours, Bud?
Yeah, right here.
You guys read the email, all right?
Yeah, okay. Right now?
Yeah, right now. Go.
All right.
Who goes first, me or you?
You go first.
All right.
Dear Phil,
you just told me to go first.
Oh.
All right, this is an email here. GD, get me a sponge, will you? It says, Dear Phil, with the Jackson trial with the Jackson trial wrapping up,
God.
Well, I've got a little bit of Dear Phil, with the Jackson trial wrapping up, I'm hoping to hear at least 2 hours of Herb Sewer. I listened to all my saved Herb MP3s this weekend in anticipation, I couldn't read that. Only you have the chops and stones. What does that mean?
What?
What does chops and stones mean?
I don't know. I'm not listening.
Well, in the name of the Christ that was riveted for our sins, why?
Let me read one, you coot. Hey, Phil, I'm from Orlando and started hearing you on the day late shows on 104.1. Now a backstage pass member, and I love every show. The podcast is a great way to enjoy the show. Thank you for offering it.
Dear Phil.
I'm not done yet.
I was recently at Disneyland.
Raj is hilarious.
And I saw Goofy, and he put his hand on my groin.
And the Art Bell is really fun.
Do you think I have a lawsuit?
Sincerely, Biff.
Thank you, Joe.
What are you guys doing?
Who's that?
Mr. Henry.
What are you clowns doing?
I'm trying to read the email, and the retard butts in.
Nah, Phil, what happened was this. I started to read it, then he's so old and senile and stupid, he started to read.
So you two idiots are reading the email at the same time.
Look. God, I'm having a hard time breathing. Ooh.
Are you all right?
Hold on for a minute.
Maybe he should get his daughter.
Is your daughter there?
Yeah, she's in the other room doing her nails or some sweet cry. Hurrah. Okay, it's getting there. I have to open my lung capacity up occasionally, Phil.
Well, you're still smoking, man.
That's none of your business. Oh, boy. None of your business.
Let me read this. Give me this.
You don't have to take it away from me.
Give it to me.
Do I still read mine?
Finish what you're reading.
All right, well, as I started out, I was saying, with the Jackson trial wrapping...
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just... Get me a sponge and two tissues. That's all I need.
Okay, Grandpa.
All right, my granddaughter's here as well, Phil.
That's nice. Read the email.
Let's see here.
Would you come on?
With the Jackson trial wrapping up, I'm hoping to hear at least two. Thank you, dear. Just put the sponge there. Now put the tissue down the front of my pants.
All right. If you got something going on there, man, that I don't even want to know about, then just do it, okay?
What are you accusing me of?
Put the tissue down the front of my pants. What's going on?
I have a medical condition. That's it, right. Now fold that newspaper up, put it down the back of my pants.
All right, that's... Let me read this stuff. Give it to me, bud. Give it to me, bud.
Yeah.
Give it to me. Hold on to it. I'm from Orlando. I started hearing on the Day Late shows on 104. Put the newspaper, fold it up, and put it down the back of my pants? Now, a backstage pass member, and I love every show. The podcast is a great way to enjoy the show. Raj is hilarious, and the Art Bell, brilliant as a coast listener, too. Well, it's a little cheesy, but that's what's so funny. Ha ha, keep it up. Can you play the clip with Lloyd in the RV that won't stop to let his wife use the bathroom on your next highlight show? That bit was great. I would send in Pretty My Wife for your wall of female listeners, but she doesn't get me laughing my ass off at Raj asking people if they supersize those pigs. Ha ha. Huh? With the Jackson trial wrapping up, I'm hoping to hear at least 2 hours of Herb Sewell this week. I've listened to all my saved Herb Sewell MP3s this weekend in anticipation. What a sick cat this guy is. Well, we had Herb on there for 10 minutes, sir. Hope you have the only you have the chops and stones to make a child molester funny. Please find a way to have Herb tell more Walter Belhaven and Randall Toomey stories after the trial is over. Your fan, Brian Cleary. Here's a letter here. It says, you all knocked it over the fence in the first hour of, I believe, Thursday's show. First with the Celtic perv leaf-burning priest, Jesus. Then Art and Frosty following up with Margaret and the escalation of the hyperbole Vaseline to KY. The funniest part for me was when Margaret said, you say Vaseline, people think you're trying to keep your dry lips moist. You say KY, now you're in trouble. A huge tube. As for requests in the near future, I believe I've asked before, where Mavis is messed up on or tripping on hallucinogenics, and she gets all tripped out. Anyway, that's thanks. This is from Ricky in Denver, Colorado. Some Mavis thing where she's on acid. Do you remember a bit we did where Mavis is high on acid? And she thinks, oh, I know what it was. She's out on the five at that old tire plant that looks like a shrine. She ends up singing John Denver songs with a caller. I believe she even plays a riff on the blues harp. Take me home on that GD country road. A lost classic. Here's one from John. John says, dear Phil, what happened to the clip of Bob Green from the National Straight Men's Alliance? Bob was organizing all men dancing events. It's no longer on the archives. It was funny as hell. Yeah, this is a bit where Bob went out with all of his buddies. They're straight, but they dance together. And what makes it okay as straight guys is they're thinking of their wives and sweethearts as they're dancing together. So it doesn't make it gay. And they want to know, well, why can't guys dance together and still be straight? And I said, well, what are you thinking? We're thinking about our wives. And they're getting aroused as they're dancing. So why are you guys getting aroused? Because we're thinking about our wives and girlfriends. In any event, that clip is off of the website. And I can't answer the question, guys, as to why certain clips are leaving the website. I know we had an FCC concern. We'll be at the Desert Diamond Casino in Tucson. You can get tickets through Jolt, 1330 a.m. in Tucson. Call them up, find out where they're doing their ticket giveaways or how they're doing them. And that way, and the tickets are free, by the way. They want to make sure that you're listening to the show. So you go through them, the Jolt in Tucson. That's KJLL, 1330 a.m. We will be at the Desert Diamond Casino on June 11th, 7 p.m. Somebody from my friend's place is going to be there. We'll have CDs to sign. We'll autograph them for you. We also have these kind of cool posters, Phil Hendry Show posters, that we'll autograph for you. And we'll say hello to you. And we will, just do a little bit of shtick. And it'll be kind of a cool thing. So that'll be on Saturday. And then, of course, our souvenir shop is open for your Father's Day shopping, and it's coming up, so I would definitely suggest the a visit to our website and go into the souvenir shop and look at some of the things that we've got there for Pops, including the Ted's of Beverly Hills Miami Steakhouse shirt. Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse has now expanded to Miami Beach, so now they have Three stores, Beverly Hills, Honolulu, Miami Beach. Well, there was the Georgetown, Washington one that he opened up during the sniper scare. And Ted opened up the Ted's of Beverly Hills in Georgetown during the sniper scare and gave you maps on how to avoid sniper bullets as you went to the front door of his restaurant. I don't know if that place is still open or not. Oh, and then, of course, the short-lived Ted's of Beverly Hills North Pole Steakhouse, which he didn't get anybody visiting that place. The only reason why he opened it up is to sell some cheap shirts. I don't even think they were selling steak. I think they were selling... There was rumor... What was it, bud?
He carved up elves.
They were selling elf meat?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That was bad, man. They had no RCMP.
Yeah, I know the Royal Canadian Mounted Police investigated Ted. They thought maybe Ted had gutted two elves and was slow cooking them.
Slow smoking an elf.
Be careful how you say smoke and elf in the same sentence, bud, okay?
Sure.
In any event, Ted had to... He had to hightail it out of the North Pole. I think he also had carved up some caribou and...
Mrs. Claus went missing.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. So, the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse shirt. And you get the classic one, too, the regular Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt. It's a really cool shirt for Pops on Father's Day. And, of course, we have the mouse pad, Phil Hendry Show mouse pad. The Western Estates Country Club cap. We also have the Western Estates Country Club polo shirt. Remember, Western Estates, where the world wants to live. And now the new Western Estates Country Club tote bag. Its ingenious 3-in-1 design, a stool, bag, and insulated cooler featuring the Western Estates Country Club logo. And inside of it is the 5-piece garden tool set. I don't know if your old man is a, if daddy is a gardener, check that baby out. Insulated cooler, durable portable stool, 5-piece garden set. So in other words, he can sit there and pretend like he's working in the garden and just suck beer after beer. And for the lady that called up and said, where are the spa robes? You know, I don't, like, all you got to do is click on the freaking souvenir. What is with some of you people? What happened to the spa robe? It's right there. The spa robes are for sale. They ain't cheap.
What do you mean talking about, oh, hold on.
What? How dare you misrepresent what I said?
I heard you say, go, mm.
I did not go, mm.
It sounded like it.
That's right, bud. That's exactly what I did. Hey, by the way, there's also a stool. What a jackass you are, man.
Mr. Hall told me to report.
Yeah, okay, you little freaking quizzling.
What's that?
Never mind. Got to be able to read. All right, also in our Western, or also in our Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop of the Phil Hendry Show items, which is our official Phil Hendry Show crew neck, the Phil Hendry Show mouse pad, and the unique 16-can cooler with a built-in AM/FM radio. Now this is... Now what?
When are you going to wrap up this promo, man? It's 5 minutes long.
I'm trying to. Every time I try to do it, you guys are in there...
First of all, it's, hey, get that... stool. Now...
Cut him off and I'll finish this thing up. The 16-can cooler with a built-in AM/FM radio. Listen to the Phil Hendry Show everywhere you go. Royal blue with yellow screen print of the Phil Hendry Show logo. Holds 16 12-ounce cans and ice. Compactable for space-saving storage. Detachable built-in AM/FM radio. Equipped with headphone outlet, external adapter, input jack. I mean, have we got some cool stuff on our website or what? And nylon webbing, carrying handle onto everything, man. Just check it out there on the Phil Hendry Show website. You need not worry about what to get Dad for Father's Day because the only place you need to shop, and believe me, unless you want to spend millions of dollars, then you can go to freaking Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever the hell it is you do. Go to the Phil Hendry Show souvenir shop for Father's Day. It's all there at www.philhendryshow.com. The price of the Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse Miami shirt, $90 plus tax and shipping and handling, is insane. As much as I know people will buy it, it's still an insane price for a shirt, even of the best quality. A palm tree design, an embroidering shirt, should cost a penny more than $50 at the highest rate. I'm a professional printer and love your show and do agree with your prices, but come on, $90 for a shirt. If you autographed each one, I could understand. Not trying to change your mind, just relaying an honest and informed opinion. Well, there's the first part of your letter that may not be exactly correct. Not that you're not honest, but what's informed about your opinion? You're a professional printer? These shirts are embroidered, brother. That's number one. Number two, they're one of a kind, man. You can't just walk into JCPenney's and buy one of these things. This is the Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt. See? Where are you going to get a Ted's of Beverly Hills shirt? Only on the Phil Henry website. And why is that hot? Why is that a hot item? I'll tell you why. LA Magazine said it's an instant collectible. There, right there. We got a little bit of ink. Last time I checked, JCPenney's ain't getting LA Magazine ink for their underwear, for their expandable elastic briefs. I expect you'll lambast me for my comments on your show as you do to anyone who complains of your prices. Go right ahead. I've never, ever, what a turd. The guy wants me to mention his name, by the way, Dan, and he says that he is a professional producer. P.S. Phil, I'm actually very lousy at my job, and I charge prices higher than yours. Please mention that on your show. Make sure they know my name is Dan. I get a lot of people calling and writing and complaining. You want to know why people complain about the prices for stuff? Because they're used to most radio station garbage that's free or is cheap. That's why. They get a T-shirt from a radio station or some cheap piece of garbage that somebody's selling on their website, some vinyl piece of, you know, like a little thin jacket, or it's got the station logo that was stenciled on or something, and it sells for like $10. And so they figure, well, that's fair. No. I mean, it may be for that garbage. We don't sell crud. We sell really good stuff. And so that's the choice that I made. Now, either you want it or you don't. Like, for instance, that robe we got, that Western Estates spa robe, that's the kind of thing. It's a great gift for a chick. That's all I'm telling you. I mean, if you're a guy and you want to give your old lady something nice, get her that. I ain't saying you got to wear it. These guys are like, hey, that spa robe, I mean, what's up with that? I mean, that should be like $3, shouldn't it? No, 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 no. I ain't going to get my wife anything that, you know, can I wear it? Yeah, sure, go ahead. It's the kind of thing you wind up wearing. You know how you first meet a woman? And you first spend time at her apartment or house, let's say. Say it's the first time that you were intimate and you spent the night. And it's that first beautiful, cozy morning, and you get up and you go, geez, my clothes are dirty. She goes, oh, here, wear one of my robes. We've all done it, right? Haven't we all done it? We've all walked around the new girlfriend's apartment in her robe, feeling all just cute. The robe comes to about mid-thigh. You know, it's got some frilly thing on it, and you're walking around looking like a jackass, right? Then one of her girlfriends comes over, and it's like, who's the guy? Oh, he's my boyfriend. Or one of her T-shirts. You know, when Marie and I first met, we had a great weekend, and then she said, I want to take you over to this restaurant. And I said, you know what? I don't know, for whatever reason, my clothes were dirty. I couldn't wear them. She said, well, here, try this on. And it was one of her chick sweatshirts. It said something like Vassar on it. And, of course, you wear it, and you don't care. Because it means you're a regular guy. That's right, man. That's what I was saying. Is that what you told him I was saying, bud?
I didn't even call him.
Maybe he is listening. All right, so that's it, man, with the email. Oh, just one more here from a kid named John. He says, I'm 16 years old, and I just started listening to your show a couple of months ago, and I love it, but my parents don't. I want to order that backstage pass, and I've got a job and everything, but they won't order with their credit card, even though I'd pay for it. Anyways, I came across a bit from 1999 where Doug Danger discussed how the Jedi religion will replace Christianity. I was wondering if you could play a bit from it. Thanks a lot, John. I think we passed that along to Dickman in our archives. And, John, your parents know best. You know, if they don't want you to listen to the show, then you shouldn't listen to the show. But don't think for one minute I actually believe you're a 16-year-old kid. You're some old 80-year-old woman trying to bait me into an FCC scam of some kind. Here's what she was hoping I'd do. Hey, John, listen to my show anyway. And here's how you can really, blah, 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 blah. Make me look like a turd. Make me look like a floating turd in a punch bowl. No, no. Ain't going to buy that one. John? Do as your parents say. You will not listen to the show until you're 18, and then, and only when you turn 18, will you then buy my backstage pass, which by then will be $50 a month. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry. I mean, yeah, that's it for me. You ought to see the way I shop. You know, now that I'm living at the beach by myself these days because of the, you know, ongoing re-evaluation and commitment, etc., of my marriage. Not yet divorced. In any event, so I go into the Vons, and what am I getting? You ought to see the way I mean, Look, I'm a fat tub of guts, but I have found the one thing that will help me lose weight and actually satisfies me for a snack, which is popcorn. So now I'm totally into that Orville Redenbacher. Not that I'm getting anything. You know, it's got the hot, thick butter in it. In other words, I get the one where the package is almost oozing with butter. That's not going to help me. What am I, crazy? Then I get the bologna. Then I get some steaks. Then I get a bag of apples. It's pretty pathetic. But I'm there, and I bought my Us magazine. I saw the picture of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes on the cover. And this whole thing about whether Cruise is gay or not, maybe he is. He ain't never, if he knows what's good for him, ever gonna come out. Well, how can you say that, Mr. Hendry? It's not very on. Hey, look, whoa, hold on for a minute, man. This guy's got a career to protect. And the second that that cat comes out and says he's gay, first of all, it doesn't mean he's not going to work again. It doesn't mean that necessarily. But no one, his credibility will be shot as a straight leading man, as any kind of a romantic interest for any woman anywhere. Done. Goodbye. That's why those guys don't come out and admit it. All these people talking about, well, how come he won't come out? You can't. Not in America today. Give me this bull crap. George Michael did it. Where's he been? Well, actually, he didn't. He got discovered in a toilet. So let me just get this straight, Mr. Michael. You want to make sure that no one knows you're gay. Well, it'll destroy my credibility with women, right? So you were in the can, what, looking for sex? Great. All right. At 11 o'clock at night, or whenever it was he was popped. Tom Cruise ain't going to do that. The day that happens, goodbye. Spielberg won't be returning. Call one. Mr. Spielberg, Tom Cruise. Yeah, it's really great. Thanks for War of the Worlds. Hanks is available. What if Tom Hanks gets busted in a toilet? Now the world has been turned on its head as we know it. God, I'd like to dummy that headline up just for kicks, just to see what it does to the earth, whether it starts spinning in the opposite direction. Beverly Hills police today arrested actor Tom Hanks for lewd and illicit sex acts in a toilet.